Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, there was agony for Anne-Marie McGlynn today.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was just so, you couldn't write the script, really. I mean, 4 seconds off and on at the qualifying mark. It's just so disappointing. And, you know, this is an athlete that has been churning out really good half-marathon times, 10-mile times, and indeed her previous record over the marathon was exceptional as well. So, look, very, very, very tough. I mean, 2:29.30 was the standard. You know, the 2:29.34, she returned, as you've been reporting all afternoon. And just wasn't to be. She was on course right through the event. I was tracking it online, and you know, you were just getting excited, getting more excited, and then it just didn't happen for her in the last phase of the race. So the only good news coming out of it was her last chance. Obviously, it was her last chance, and I would imagine there'll be no other opportunity to get on the start line for a marathon. And plus, you know, there's always going to be a recovery time after a marathon, and you know, it just won't work for her. So it's probably her last opportunity to make a qualifying for an Olympic Games. So it's terribly, terribly, terribly disappointing for her personally. And the other debate that's going on, I see some people throwing in the fact that maybe she would make it on the quota. Well, that's always a possibility in some events for the Olympic Games. Obviously, each event in the Olympic Games has a quota, a number quota, and you know, they fill it. For example, it could be 48 in an 800 metres and 80 in the marathon. Now, my honest opinion is that she will not get in on the quota. But, I mean, it's not my decision. It's got nothing to do with me. But basically, I'm just thinking there will be many, many other athletes around the world that are faster than 29:30. And, you know, she may not get the call. At the moment, there are two athletes, one of whom got the qualifying today, Aoife Cook. She did a 2:28. A 2:28.36, I think it was. And that's an interesting story as well, because that girl went to the States on a scholarship. Aoife Cook, I'm talking about the other girl who got the qualifying in that race today. She went to the States on a scholarship. She got injured. You know, she was out for a long time. She came back, and today was her day in the sun, big time. You know, I mean, to get an Olympic qualifying after all the hardship and all the injury that she went through, and the disappointment of her life in the States, and coming back and doing the business today was good. Now, Anne-Marie, the other good news about Anne-Marie, I suppose, is that that's the sixth, her time today is the sixth fastest ever by an Irish woman. That's pretty good. You know, Aoife Cook, of course, is faster than her as of today. Sonia O'Sullivan would have been faster than her. And indeed, unbelievably, you know, after all these years, Katrina McKiernan from Cavan, who is the Ulster record holder, actually, she ran a 2:22 back in Amsterdam many years ago. Now, that was some running back then, would be some running now, actually. So Katrina McKiernan was a real jewel, you know, in the world and the history of Irish athletics. And the Ulster record currently is held by Katrina McKiernan. But that's the second fastest ever by an Ulster athlete there today by Anne-Marie. So there is that. Tis Donegal record, of course. And it's right about a 5-minute improvement on a personal level. So she did everything right. She had a right good go at it. And, you know, it just didn't happen. And that's very hard to deal with at the time. And I do feel for her big time. That's really all you can say about it. You know, it's just one of those things. The other result coming in from that race was that Breege Connolly, who just lives across the border from Bundoran there, she ran 2:35. She competed in Rio in the marathon, but today her time was around about 2:35, so that'll not get her anywhere. So basically, that's the end of the road for her as well for these Olympic Games. So that's summing up really of the event today, and as I say, last opportunity. And I would imagine, and I hope I'm wrong, I would imagine Anne-Marie's opportunity to go to the Olympic Games is gone.
That's so unfortunate, especially this how close she got. But I'm sure if she got the chance maybe to look back, although now it'll be painful, you know, a fantastic run at the same time.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. A brilliant run, a brilliant performance, you know, really brilliant performance. As I said earlier in my conversation here, you know, she's been really banging out really good half marathons and indeed, particularly half marathon times, you know, from Barcelona and other places over the last couple of years, you know. Anne-Marie Larkin, as she was, Anne-Marie McGinn, as she is now, was a really outstanding young school athlete. And, you know, then she was out of the sport for many, many years, came back into the latterly in recent years, and she has really worked unbelievably hard. She has a great work ethic, and, you know, she is an athlete that, you know, our young athletes should be looking at and listening to, because, you know, she's tough. She's tough. I mean, she's got a couple of children, and, you know, she's got to get all this training done, and it can be done, and she did it, and she did deliver the goods on so many occasions. She ran for Ireland consistently in cross-country, and she ran European Cup as well, of course. And I remember being with her in Vasa, which was the last time we were together, was Vasa in Finland, where she ran a brilliant 3,000 metres. So, look, gutsy, tough athlete. Just a disappointing day for her today.
Yeah, Patsy, and before we came on air there, we were discussing the return to action for some athletes.
Absolutely. You know, it's been a tough time. I mean, it's been unbelievable for youngsters. First of all, they had no school. They had no connection with their peers and their age groups and stuff. And, you know, many clubs, in fairness, have done great work, you know, leading virtually and keeping kids as best they could involved and interested. I would imagine that sport, not athletics, but sport in general, will have lost many youngsters because of the breakdown. But now there's an opportunity to be back. It begins tonight at 12 o'clock and tomorrow and so on from that. And just encouraging all the kids and the parents. Her parents, in many instances, have been brilliant because they've taken responsibility. You know, I'm talking in athletics terms at the moment, that, you know, I know in my instance that the parents have taken great responsibility to get their kids involved and, you know, take the lead virtually from the coaches. And the coaches have hung on there as well, because it's tough on them as well, you know. So we're hoping now, come June and July, there will be competition, there will be opportunity for these athletes, and there will be no more false dawns. And we owe it to these kids to get them involved and get them competing again. So back again, back on track, back on the football pitches, back all over the place, and getting involved, and hopefully swim pools and so on will be open sooner rather than later as well.
Yeah, hopefully we see some competitions come back very soon. Thanks for joining us today on Sunday Sport, Patsy.